Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, my God, rain. Praise the Lord, everyone. Glorify the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We give him praise for a brand new day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thank God, glory to God, for giving us another opportunity to come in his presence, another opportunity to live for him and give him glory. Praise God, glory to God, and welcome you to the Log Talk Radio Divine Connection. We are here, glory to God, glorifying the Lord and lifting up his holy name. Thank God for the time of celebration that the country did for the Thanksgiving, but every day is the Lord's day that we should give thanks to him and praise his holy name. He is worthy of the praise. Bless the Lord. I'm trying to find this song that says, "My God reigns." Praise you, Jesus. Does he reign over everything that's going on in life, no matter what it looks like? Our God is still in charge. Okay, we're finding out that the thing wants to give a commercial and we want a song. Praise you, Jesus. Evidently, it's not playing. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the name of the Lord. We praise and thank you. I guess that's what happens when we deal with these devices.
Lord.
Yes, how God reigns. How God reigns. Power and majesty, dominion and authority. How God reigns. All about my circumstances. Thank you, Jesus. You reign. Another chance. You reign. Glory to God, you still reign. My God reigns. Hallelujah. Power and dominion, authority. Glory to God. Oh, God reigns. My God reigns. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Thank you for those that are joining us now on the Divine Connection prayer line. Glory to God, giving God glory and honor and thanking it for another opportunity to lift his name up because truly he's reigned and he should be reigning in us. We bless the Lord and give him praise. Glory to God. Thank God for that renewed mercy and grace in Jesus' name. And I'm going to read this reading for going in grace. We have a few of you all came on, but prayerfully and to rest. Oh, continue coming on. Okay, come on, come on. We didn't sing the song. That's enough. All right, let's cut it off.
The Flex Card Medicare upgrade is giving seniors a $2,500 visa to fight rising inflation. It's delivered right to your.
Okay. Had to get this song was played and had to get the thing to turn off. Growing in grace. But growing the grace of and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 3:18a. Outside of love, the word most commonly associated with Christianity may be grace. But like love, grace is harder to define than it is to recognize when we see it in action. Grace has often been described as God's riches at Christ's expense, and that is true. Within those riches, the Bible identifies favor, kindness, and goodwill as examples of grace, especially when it's underserved by the recipient. In that sense, grace can be described as God's gift of something that isn't deserved. In contrast to mercy, God's withholding of judgment that is deserved. God doesn't hand us grace as we would hand an apple to a child, a transaction that is quick and complete. Rather, grace is something we grow in because grace represents the character of God and his infinite love and resources. His grace is never exhausted. Grace is fully present the day a new Christian first understands it. But that person's appreciation and depth of understanding will be radically different decades later. Ask God today to open your eyes to the depth of his gift of grace that you might grow more in grace. That's turning point. Praise the Lord. Father, we do bless you today and thank you again for grace and for your anointing, for peace and for mercy. Thank God for your agape. Thank God for your loving kindness. Thank God for this truly is a day that you have made that we can grow in grace in, that we can love you and love others, that we can ask for forgiveness in, that we can be able to be assured that when your word go out, it would not go out void, that it would accomplish everything that you set it out to do, that we can grow in grace, glory to God, standing on the promises of the Lord, that we can be, glory to God, a vessel that you can channel your anointing through, that others may see, glory to God, the glory of God in our lives. Help us, like never before, to walk in your love and to walk in your grace and to walk in your peace and to walk, glory to God, with assurance to know, glory to God, All things are possible through Christ Jesus that strengthens us. Thank you, Jesus, for glory to God. Even in the midst of all the chaos and everything that's going on in life, that you are, glory to God, the true and living God, that nothing goes on that you don't know about. God, we may not be understanding, glory to God, of all that does go on, but God, we have to learn to trust you when we can't trust you. God, you have all perfect and good gifts come from above. We know in John 10:10 said the thief came to steal, kill, and destroy, but I came to give you life and life more abundantly. Help us, glory to God, to stand and walk in the abundant life. But it's going to take faith. It's going to take trust. It's going to take believing. It's going to take obedience. It's going to take your word, hallelujah, hidden in our hearts, and that we will stand on it and operate in it. All glory to God, and speak it and decree it and declare it in the name of Jesus to be that witness, to be that light. God, help us to know at this time that we need to be in a place that we can pray for those that are lost or in darkness and don't know you in the partner. Just says those that are maybe confused. They have accepted you as Lord, accepted you as Savior, but haven't got to that point of really releasing themselves to allow you to be the Lord of their lives, to be delivered of some things that the enemy is still trying to hold them captive in, of unforgiveness and various other things. Help us, glory to God, in the midst of those that are prison bound in their spirit man as well as in the natural, to pray for them and pray, glory to God, for their deliverance. Pray, glory to God, for understanding and clarity. Pray for those, glory to God, that are right now that's going through various situations in their bodies and need a healing, need deliverance. In the name of Jesus, going through sickness, through, glory to God, whether it's arthritis or whether it's pancreas problems or aneurysms or sugar diabetes or going through in heart trouble, glory to God, spiritually and naturally. Those that are going through with cancer or going through with situations going on with their kidneys or various other parts of their bodies. God, you're still the same God yesterday, today, and forever. And you still said by your stripes we were healed. Healing is in your wing. You sent your word. But that thief came to steal, kill, and destroy. But you came to give us that abundant life. Help us to know that you can turn these situations around, that whatever the enemy stole, you can cause them to bring it back in the name of Jesus. God, you are a restorer. We are praying for those that are going through this dementia, Alzheimer's, those that are having problems, glory to God, with mental issues in the name of Jesus, confusion and chaos. We're praying for marriages and, glory to God, those that desire to be married and making wrong choices and those that are looking for love in all the wrong places in the name of Jesus. We're praying against those that are caught up in their cults and want to be devil worshipers and looking for power and looking for where they can be able to dominate over other people and enslave them and prejudice this. We come against those things. We bind it up and command the enemy to loose its hold off of the minds of people that feel, glory to God, they need to oppress others in the name of Jesus. God, we are praying for those in the name of Jesus that they will get saved and delivered. They'll come to the knowledge of the truth, and that's error, that's wrong, that's not, glory to God, the way God wants us to live in the name of Jesus. We pray, glory to God, for those that are even in situations beyond their control and drug trafficking, and glory to God, caught up in drugs and alcohol and illicit sex, those powers of those satanic forces, glory to God, that holding them captivity, that they will be loose from them in the name of Jesus, that they will come to themselves and know there's a better way and a better life. Put people in their path that are saved and sanctified, filled with the Holy Spirit, that's teaching and living the truth in the name of Jesus. Even sometimes you'll send morally good people in the midst of, to give them that next step or boost to come out of some things. We're praying for our youth, glory to God, that are tied up in, glory to God, various things that have got them locked up in various activities and got their mind, glory to God, in chaos and confusion just for pleasure and seduction. Oh, glory to God, from illicit sex and this is spirit of seducing spirits that are out there in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus that the enemy will loose its hold. The spirit of the enemy have some feeling hopeless and bullying and other ones that is just for the fun of it. Don't mind going out shooting and killing and seeing people blood running in the streets and then they want to run away, or either other ones go out, turn the enemy or have them turn the gun on themselves or whatever. The other ones just stabbing and doing stuff, glory to God, just for the fun of it. All glory on a high, or somebody manipulated, or they angry or full of, glory to God, frustration and anger, or glory to God, malice, and glory to God, that causing them to act in such ways. Some things from generational curses, other things, and all of it still satanic, other things that anytime harm and glory to God and abuse and all the murder and all that, it's come from the enemy, from whatever provoked to be able to happen for whatever stage the enemy set it up. We know it's him, the blood of Jesus. God, we're praying on wickedness and awareness. Help us to be alert in the spirit so we'll know how to pray and not let ourselves get caught up in some things and not deny and justify things that might be going on in our minds. About give those things to the Lord so that where the enemy won't have place where we can connect the dots from this happened yesterday, that happened last week, and that looks like somebody, I can't trust this because that looks like the same thing that's coming. God, help us to know at the end of the day, it's all about do we trust you to be our protector, to be our shield, to be our buckler, to be our healer, to go back to work things out, to be our provider, glory to God, to be our friend, to know, glory to God, that you can work things for our good and turn it around, that you can turn situations into our favor. It's still at the end of the day, no matter who's doing what, do you believe that I bring you out? Do you believe, glory to God, that I am who I say I am in the name of Jesus? So God, help us to be aware, glory to God, of where our faith is and how much we trust you and how much, glory to God, we're leaning to our own understanding, how much we're giving place and power to the enemy through people, glory to God, to manipulate our lives, to control us. Oh, God, help us to recognize we got to put our trust and our faith in you. And when we really believe that you are who you say you are, then the enemy won't have such an easy, glory to God, way to come in and manipulate and to steal and to rob and to cause us to feel the way that we feel in the name of Jesus, so that we can get strong in the Lord and the power of his might through the Holy Spirit and through the armor that you've given us, and also through the power that you've given us, through the weapons that you've given us that are not carnal, but having us, glory to be walking in courage, glory to God, to stand and trust you, to be able to stand when we did all the stand there for. We got to have that armor on. We got to have our helmet on. We got to have all the parts of what you say the armor is to keep us walking, and we got to be able to have faith and walk in obedience to that you say. Get that word in us. Lord, I thank you for the woman of God that brought the word last night for standing. Even her own example of the attack on her body, glory to God, with vertigo, prophetess bird, but how, glory to God, even used that to have her to stand, how she brought out the word, glory to God, even with Peter and with Daniel and the things, glory to God, brought him through and how God proved himself in the midst. God, so asking us, glory to God, and so many other, glory to God, characters and even things in our own life that God has brought us out that we need to go back and look in the archive and see if he did it then, he did it then. And some things are greater than what we're going through right now. And the enemy will have us, glory to God, just like the children of Israel, looking at the circumstances. Oh, he said, go over here, glory to God, and there's the land of where the milk and honey is, glory to God, and go possess it. Oh, the giants. Looking at the giants, the giant didn't even say boo or nothing. But glory to God, we're grasshoppers in our own eyes, glory to God. How sometimes we'll look at situations and forget all about what God said and we can have and what we can do. Even if God would have turned back around and rocked them, glory to God, with something out of the sky, whether he would just blew on them or whatever, or just for our faith sometimes standing and being obedient, and God bless. Help us, glory to God, to not let our circumstance situation manipulate us. That God, that we have power and authority to walk in the name of Jesus. When we hear all this stuff that's going on in the media, all the killing, the murdering, all these things, glory to God, is sometimes make you feel so, whoa, my God, all in the name of Jesus. But God, you already told us so many things that will take place. It'll get blown up over and over and over. But God, help us to guard our heart with all diligence, to pray, to seek your face, to our God, to know what, glory to God, is going on in the current events, but not allow that to have our spirits bound up, that we can't even hardly move, or we'll become paralyzed, or we come withdrawing or whatever. God, help us to fight the good fight of faith and give wisdom how much we get in our ear gates, how much we put in our eye gates, how much we're speaking, glory to God, of God's word, or speaking what all the current events is, and having ourselves depressed, oppressed, suppressed, or passing it on to somebody else. Help us, glory to God, to have the wisdom of the day. Feed us, glory to God, with your word. Hallelujah, till we want no more. Bread of heaven. God, help us to know that man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Help us to rightly divide the word of truth. Don't add or take away. Help us, glory to God, hallelujah, to encourage and build others up. Help us to know, glory to God, true enough, this is going on in the land. But help us to come back in with your word. Help us to know that you say you never leave us nor forsake us. Help us to know that you'll turn things around for the good. Help us to know there are some things we got to go through that even flesh got to die so we can have the spirit of Jesus. Jesus Christ and being transformed into his image. Some things is just to go through and you will get some glory just for your glory. But help us to pray for those that are glory to God that's going through. Help us, glory to God, to bind up the things that will try to transfer and attach itself to us. Help us to know, glory to God, this is a time like never before. We need to get anchored in you like we never have before and not get washed away with the tide, not to be out there like a ship on the ocean, glory to God, with no sail on, the devil shaking us around like a rag doll. Help us to know, glory to God, not to allow the enemy to cause us to sway over on Hollywood Boulevard and think we can make it back in just time enough. You say, why call me Lord, Lord, and do not my saying? In the name of Jesus. Ah, because there will come a day, glory to God, it may come like a thief in the night, because the fact of it is, we did not stay in alignment. We want to be like those five virgins that was wise enough to have all. So when the bridegroom came, hallelujah, we didn't have to be looking and waiting, glory to God, to come to find out, hallelujah, he won't let us in. The door is closed. God help us like never before. We got to be aware right now. Some been shaking asleep. Wake up, sleeping giant. Wake up wherever you are. To get on your post, and if you don't know what your post is, find it. Glory to God, and get on it and stand in the name of Jesus. Don't waver at this time. It's an alert going out. Alert. Alert, because my people, glory to God, are rocking, being rocked to sleep by the situation, circumstances, or the glitter and glamour of this world. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. And some of them just even falling asleep because of the fact that depressed, oppressed, suppressed, all this going on, that going on. Talk more about the devil and cheerleading him and being, glory to God, his cheerleader more than, glory, praising and magnifying the Lord in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Help us like never before. God, help us to exalt our leaders and encourage them and build them up, glory, the ones that are standing and walking safe and holy and righteous and trying to lead God's people. Lord God, some of them get their strength get depleted sometimes for some of the things they're trying to do to help the body to get in line. Bless them, strengthen them, God. Help us to pray for them, not look for little penny ante, little things, petty things, glory to God, to find fault with. And help us to stop finding fault with one another so we can stay focused, because the house of kingdom divided against itself can't stand. Lord, help us to esteem others more highly than ourselves. Help us to pray one for another. Pray for ourselves as well. Keep our children and our seed lifted up and prayed for and bound up in the name of Jesus. And believe God by faith. Word our mouth. So we won't be so quick to say things and do things, but ever be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. Mothers and fathers and mentors and glory to God, whoever is raising children or grands or whoever, God, we see things and disturb us. For God, sometimes we're talking too much. We need to hear you and talk to you about it and pray and give wisdom, because we give too much medicine. If you're in the medical field and give anybody or even just take it too much medicine, it can be an overdose. It can cause harm. If we don't have enough, it can be, glory to God, underdose, and it won't do the job effectively. So God, help us to have wisdom so we'll know how much, glory to God, to say and do, even with one another. And even as we're raising children, or glory to God, or either people that we're trying to win to Christ, God, I'm asking you, Lord, to help us. It's so much to pray for all the time. Every time we look, it's murder, shooting, and killing, murdering, riding, shooting, somebody shooting, murder, killing, shooting, this and that and other. The other ones, glory to God, if they're not doing this, that, the other. Oh, but God, help us to know we're in the world but not of the world, and we can be protected in this world, that we don't have to be, glory to God, locked down, glory to God, afraid to go this place or that or whatever, but believe God to be alert and to pray. But God, I thank you for all that you do every day, for our food, our clothing, for shelter, for this prayer line, divine connection. Glory to God, for these prayer warriors, each one of them. Thank you, Lord God, for the anointing on their lives, for the word that come forth. Glory to God, and for the blessing of going into 8 years of just being here. As we grow in together in Christ, in grace, we thank God. And the ones that are hearing and being delivered and set free, even though there may be some that we don't pray, just like with any other part of life, then some they have this time for them to go on to glory. But others that God has blessed and say the time is not up yet, and he raised them back up for his testimony. Pray that you keep us and bless us and protect us and shield us, and that we shall live live and not die declare the works of the Lord until he says time. Not what the devil says, but until he says release when the work is done. Other than that, God, we are thanking you for each daily blessings that you give us in the name of Jesus. As we look unto the hills, which cometh our help, realizing it comes from you, O Lord. Our Jehovah Jireh, our provider, the El Shaddai, the Almighty God, the all-blessed one, the all-sufficient one, the more than enough God. Thank you for the peace that you give us in the midst of these storms. But thank you for the joy of the Lord being our strength. And thank you, glory to God, for the power to pray one for another and bear one another's burdens and lift each other up. We thank you again for the Almighty God that's so great and so gracious and so powerful and so glory to God. Hallelujah. So much deserve all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the name of Jesus, we bless you. We bind Satan up, all the little cohorts, every setup, trap, plot, plan, glory to God, and everything he comes to steal. Help us, glory to God, to continue to grow in grace and to learn, glory to God, to stand on his word in the name of Jesus and exalt his holy name. Bless the Lord as we forgive and glory to God and thank you for forgiving us. At this time, we're going to receive Reluska of the anointing, glory to God, back to our peace and joy to be returned to as well. God, we will bless you. We have Mother Alexander. Praise God, Mother McCormick. Praise the Lord. Bless God. I'm sorry, I got to drop off the throat there for a minute. Hold on just a minute. Trying to make sure my system is open to do what it needs to do. Praise the Lord. And pray for Brother Black afterwards as well as trying to see if... I'm missing the prophet somewhere. Let me see him. Oh, yeah, pray for the prophet. Just before Brother Black, we'll pray for the prophet and then Bird and then Brother Black. And then praise the Lord. I guess the other names now. But in the meantime, we will go ahead with Mother Evangelist Alexander, Mother McCormick, Mother Pastor Bird, Brother Black, and Mother Willette, and I think we're going from that point. Praise God. And we bless the Lord. So go ahead, Mother Alexander.
Hallelujah, Lord. Glory be to your name, Father God. Father, we come before you tonight just to thank you, Lord. Thank you for being so good to us, Heavenly Father. Lord, we put everything in your hands and we claim victory through the storm. Because, Father God, we know that you are the healer and the deliverer and the provider. There is no healer like you and there is no provider like you. And as I bring my oldest son before you, Lord, whatever is going on, Lord God, he's in your hands, Heavenly Father. Your word tell me the fatherless, you execute judgment by the fatherless sons. I believe it in the name of Jesus. But Lord, your promises is real and I stand faithful. Thank you, Lord God, for being the God of all, because no one can do anything if you don't allow it, Lord. So we thank you tonight, Father God. Thank you for your mercy and your grace. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for being a deliverer, a provider, and a healer. We know your promises said ask. We know your promises said if we pray. So, Lord, we know that prayer is the key to everything. And as I come before you tonight, Lord God, I'm asking you, Heavenly Father, to strengthen us all, Lord God, that we will stand boldly and proclaim victory in whatever come against us, because your promises is what we're standing on. There is none like you, Heavenly Father. You are the last, you are the first, you are the beginning, you are the end. Nothing before you and nothing after you. Because you are the only creator that creates all things. And Lord, we thank you today. As I come before you, Lord, I bring my brothers and sisters before you, Lord. Lord, you see the situation with what's going on. But I know, Heavenly Father, that your promises said cast all cares on you. So, Lord, we bring Dolores before you, Lord. We know that your promises tell us, Lord, pray for one another. We know that your promises said you'll never leave us, you'll never forsake us. Oh, God, help us to stand strong no matter what the enemy throw. Stand strong believing that you are the only way, Lord God. And Father, I thank you in the mighty name of Jesus that you have been the healer of our life, Lord God. There is no other healer but you, Lord God. There is no other provider but you, Lord God. And Lord, sometimes we look at things and we don't know what's going on in the background, but we know you know. And we know nothing is too hard for you to do, Father God. So whatever is going on, Father God, I bring it all before you and I claim victory through that storm. For you gave us the authority and the dominion and the power to bind the works of the enemy. And Lord, we binding him up in the name of Jesus. No sickness, no disease, no aches, no pain have authority over the body. And it's in Jesus' name we claim victory over this situation, Father God. Lord, you see it all. Nothing is hidden from you, Heavenly Father. And in the name of Jesus, we come boldly to the throne of grace, claiming victory over the adversary, Lord God, that he shall not have authority over our sons and our daughter. He shall not have dominion in Ayarobosata. Because we're standing on your promises, Heavenly Father. Your promises, Father God. Because you said it, Lord. You said you execute judgment for the fatherless sons. And Lord, we believe in the mighty name of Jesus. That if you said it, Lord, we believe it. We claim victory in the name of Jesus. And Lord, you see what's going on with Mary, Lord God. But your word tell us, pray for one another. Your word tell us, come boldly to the throne of grace. Lord, you gave us a sound mind. So I bind that false spirit that attack our mind right now. I bind it up in the name of Jesus. And I command it to loose in the mighty name of Jesus. Because I know you're a healer, Lord. I know you told me years ago, if I pray, come boldly to the throne of grace. Believe in your word. And Lord, I'm standing in the gap, Lord God. Standing in the gap for my sons, Lord God, for my sisters, Lord God, because your promises is what I'm standing on. There is no other way, Heavenly Father. You are the only way, Lord God. And I believe in the promises, Lord God. So in the name of Jesus, I stand boldly and proclaim victory, Lord God. Because, Father, we don't know what's going on. But I know you know. And I know you answer prayer, Heavenly Father. And it's in the name of Jesus I claim victory, Lord God. I bind the works of the enemy because he shall not have authority in the name of Jesus. Lord, you said whatever we bind on earth is bind in heaven. So we binding up the works of the enemy and we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. It shall not have dominion and it shall not have authority. It shall not have no say in this situation, Lord God. Because I bring them all before you, Heavenly Father. Because your word tell us, Lord, if we pray and believe by faith when we pray, Lord God, you hear us. And I know you hear us, Father God. I know there is no other way. You are the only way, Lord God. And I know, Heavenly Father, that there's nothing too hard for you to do, Heavenly Father. So I claim victory, Lord. Victory through the storm in the name of Jesus. Victory in the name of Jesus. I stand boldly proclaiming victory because your word said it, Lord. I believe it. I believe it, Father God. You are the only way, Heavenly Father. There is no other way for us, Lord. You are the way, the truth, and the life. There is no other. And Lord God, I thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, because I know you as a deliverer, Lord. I know you as a provider, Lord. And I know you as a healer. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for grace and mercy, Lord. I pray for those that is in authority, Lord God. Oh, God, I pray that you strengthen the president, Lord, and the vice president, and they continue to look to you, Lord God. Let you guide them, Father God. Because, Lord, there is no other way. And, Lord, I thank you this morning, Lord God. I thank you for waking us up in a sound mind that we're able to speak and we're able to walk and we're able to say, thank you, Jesus, for your grace and your mercy in our lives. Father, there is no other. You are the only deliverer, Lord God. You are the only creator, Lord God. For it's in the name of Jesus, there's none like you, Heavenly Father. And Lord, I just want to thank you more and more every day because I know you're a deliverer, Lord God. I pray for the head of the prayer line, Lord, that you continue to stand in the mighty name of Jesus because I know you as a deliverer, Lord God. Continue to keep her, Lord. Bind up anything that try to come against her in the name of Jesus. And we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. Lord, touch each and every one of my sisters and brothers on the line, Lord God. Help them to continue to stand. Regardless what the enemy try to do, stand. Because you are the only deliverer. There is no other deliverer but you. And Lord, we believe that all needs have been met because of your word. Standing on the promises. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, God. We thank you, Father God. Lord, we just thank God for Mother Alexander and Pastor Hubbard, God, for already praying. We touch and agree with them on tonight. And, Lord, we pray that when the other ones come forward, God, we touch and agree with all of them in the name of Jesus because we know, Heavenly Father God, that you is a healer and you is a deliverer, God. Father, we come this afternoon. We come, Lord God, asking you to forgive us for every sin and fault that we might have said or done. We come, Lord, because we know that you see and you know all things. We thank you for how you woke us up this morning. We thank you for how you touched us, Lord God, and breathed on us and give us another chance to just say thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Father. You're so merciful. You're so good, and you keep making that way, God. When we don't understand, we don't even understand and don't know how things is going to be turned around. You are turning it around for our good right now as we speak. And so, Father, we thank you for it, God. And we pray right now, God, for your people, Lord God. We pray for those that's sick in their body on tonight. And we ask you to have mercy on them all, God, in the name of Jesus. Because we know, God, that you sent your word to heal your people. You said by your stripes that we are already healed. So we claim that healing and we speak and we declare that healing in the name of Jesus. Because we know the Bible said no weapon formed against us shall prosper. So God, we pray, Lord God, that you, Lord God, will look on mankind everywhere, Lord God. And Lord God, pour out your spirit on those, God, that don't know you on tonight. And let them know, Heavenly Father, that you are that God that sees. You are the God that's able to change and touch hearts and mind and help them to be different. That you don't have to walk around here the same old way that we always walk. That there is a difference in our lives if we just only believe all things are possible. If we just only believe. If we just seek your face and call on your name, you are able, Lord God, to open up doors and make ways for us. When we don't even know when the door is going to open, when we don't even know what door going to open, we know that you're able to do it for us. So we pray right now, Lord God, for your people. We pray, Lord God, for those that struggling with different kind of things, maybe in financial-wise, and maybe can't pay their bills, or maybe can't do this or that. Lord, we ask you to look on them. And God, we ask you, Lord God, to look down on the school system of the children and young people, Lord God. So many young people are going through different things in their bodies, and so many things are happening, Lord God. But we know that you still is a savior. You still is a deliverer, God. And there's nothing too hard that you can't do. So we bind up every spirit, any kind of thing that try to hinder or try to attack your people right now, Lord. We bind it and we plead the blood of Jesus on the enemy right now. Because he has no authority. He has no authority. And so, God, we speak it and we declare it. And we thank you for the word of God. Say, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. We give thanks to you today, God. We don't know nobody else to call on but you, Lord God. We don't know nobody else to tell our problems to but you, Father. You are the God that's able to take us through it, to help us in a time of need. Oh, Father, we thank you tonight, Lord. And we pray, Lord God, for all the saints of God, for the president, for the vice president. We pray for them all. We pray, Lord God, for the doctors and the nurses that works around the clock that's out there helping people when they're in the hospital. The care keeper when they're out there helping those that stick in their body, God. We pray for these different people, even for the police, Lord God. We pray for those people. We pray for the fire, for the paramedics, Lord God. We pray for all of those that's out there working, those that's in grocery stores and all kind of jobs that might be driving trucks or whatever it may be. We pray because there's so much struggle and so many things are out there where people's on job and then somebody may walk up and do some craziness that's not right. And we bind that devil up around all of these people that's trying to make end meet. They're trying to make a living for themselves and trying to do things to help their family or to help somebody else. We pray for in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for sending your son Jesus in the world, not to condemn the world, but through by him that we all could be saved. We can be saved. It's a free thing. It's free. But do we want it? Do we want it? That's the thing you ask. We ask ourselves, do we want it? It's free. It don't cost us nothing to get it. Nothing. So, God, we ask you, Lord God, to stir up the minds of people, Lord God. Touch their minds and let them know, God, as we go forward in this season, help them to look to you, Lord God. Help them to lift their eyes to the hills from which come their help, knowing that all their help comes from you on tonight, knowing that we cannot even move if you don't touch us. We can't even breathe if you don't breathe on us. So God, help us in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just love you, Lord. We pray for Pastor Hub on tonight. We pray for the whole entire prayer line. We ask you to look on us, oh, God. We pray for their families, Lord God, that's standing in the gap for them all in the name of Jesus. All the prayer warriors on the line as well, on the around the globe, everywhere, Lord God. We ask you to touch them all. We pray for those that's on the line that comes on often and don't even say anything, but they're listening. Lord, we pray for them too in the name of Jesus. We just love you, Lord. We realize your word also tell us, let us not be weary in well-doing, but in due season we shall reap if we faint not. If we don't faint, if we just don't give up, if we just hold on a little more while longer, everything is going to be all right. So, God, we thank you, Lord God. You told us to let not our heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So, God, we thank you, Lord God. And you told us to seek ye first the kingdom of God in his righteousness, and all these other things will be added to us. So, God, we thank you, Lord God. You said you sent your word to heal them and deliver them from their destruction. And you also told us, God, I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. So, God, I thank you, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, for your word. And, God, help us not just be a hearer of the word, but help us to do what the word of God said do. So, God, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for your grace and your mercy, Lord God. I thank you for that grace because I know that grace has helped me to grow more than what I used to in the name of Jesus. So I thank you for showing me some things, helping me to see things different that I didn't know in the name of Jesus. Let me know the word of God is the only thing that's going to bring me out. The word of God is the only thing that's going to help me to go forward in the name of Jesus. So I pray for people. I pray for all those that's going through problems, the whole entire world, one by one and name by name. I can't call them all out, but God, you know who they are in the name of Jesus. So I speak and I declare total complete healing on them all, God, in the name of Jesus. Take them through, Lord God. Let them know, God, that you're dear God. Let them know that you'll never leave them nor forsake them. Let them know, God, that you sent peace in the world. You said, peace I leave with you. Let them know you sent that peace. You said, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You sent that peace. You sent us peace that we don't have to worry about the situation. We don't have to worry about the thing that goes on around us. Help us to get in that place, Lord God. There is a place that you want us all to get in. And help us to get there, Lord, that we'll be able to hold on and keep the faith and be strong in the Lord and in the power of the might. That we put on the whole armor of God and we'll be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy. When the enemy tried to come in like a flood, you said the Spirit of the Lord would lift up a standard. So, God, we come, Lord, in bold to the throne of grace. We come. You said, let us therefore come bold unto the throne of grace, that we may attain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. We love you on tonight. We appreciate you, and we thank you for all that you're doing and all that you're going to do. Help us all to keep our focus as we walk this journey, God, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Father, we honor you, we praise you, we give you glory. We thank you, God, for this beautiful and wonderful day, God, that you've made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Father, for saving us and keeping us and watching over us. For you are truly our shepherd, God. And because you are our shepherd, God, we shall never want. Because you will supply everything that we need, dear God, in the name of Jesus. You are Jehovah Jireh. You are the provider, dear God. So we thank you, God, for providing richly for us in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for being our shepherd. You watch over us. You keep us, God. You make sure, God, that we stay on that path and that path of righteousness. And God, even when we are weak, we thank you, God, that you are strong. We thank you, God, that when we do things that we don't supposed to do, God, when we go astray, that we can call on that name of Jesus. We can repent, God, and get right back on that track. So we thank you, God, for never leaving nor forsaking us. We thank you, God, that we can call upon that name of Jesus and know that whatever we ask in your name, we shall have it, dear God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you are the strength. You are our refuge, dear God. God, even as we face a lot of things during the day, and I just heard some of the prayers praying about family, Father God. We got families that need you, dear God. We thank you, God, that you will bless our sisters and brothers and sons and daughters and grandchildren and nieces and nephews, God, all the way down to the 50th generation. We are praying most of all, God, that they know who you are. We are praying, Father God, that they be saved. We are praying, God, that you will bring them out of the mess that they're in, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and that you will send somebody in their path, God, that will speak truth to them, and that they will be changed. But God, you said in your word, how can a man come to you unless you draw him? So, God, we are thanking you that you will draw all men and women to yourself. And they can make that choice, Father God, of whether they want you in their lives or not. But we are praying, Father God,
that you would intercede on behalf of the saints everywhere now, dear God, in the name of Jesus, for the devil is running rapid, Father God, and he comes in to kill, steal, and destroy. And if they don't have the word and they don't have truth, God, they'll be pulled away by the trickery of the enemy. So we ask your protection, God. We ask that you be that light, Father God, in dark places now, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you lead and guide us into all righteousness, God, for your name's sake. We ask your forgiveness, God, of every sin, known, unknown, secret sins, sins of omission and commission. And as you forgive us, God, help us to forgive those who have trespassed against us. Help us, Father God, to get rid of our past, God. Help us, God. Sometimes our mind just wander and it go back to those things that used to be. So, God, I ask now that all restraints and soul ties and all of that stuff be broken now in the name of Jesus so that we can do the works of the gospel, Father God, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for your church, for your body of Christ, that you have entrusted this gospel to us the same way you did for the disciples, Father God. So help us, God, to keep our focus. Help us not to get tired of well-doing. Help us to love one another and pray for one another. Help us, God, not to be so quick to judge one another, dear God. So as we judge, that's how we will be judged by you. So, God, we are praying for the church. We're praying for them to be strong. We're praying for them, God, not to get pulled away by every other doctrine. We're praying for wisdom, dear God. We're praying for unity. We're praying for oneness, Father God, in Jesus' name, so that we can do the things that your body is placed here to do in the name of Jesus. And God, we know that all power is in your hand, Father God. We know that there is nothing too hard for you. We know that every sickness, every disease, God, got to bow to the name of Jesus. So we take authority over sickness and diseases now in the name of Jesus, of heart disease, kidney, liver, lung disease, colon disease, glaucoma, thalassemia, vertigo, oh, Shandore de Sunday, cancer, arthritis. God, we take authority over those diseases now, and we command them, God, to let your people go in the name of Jesus. We're praying, God, even for those on the line tonight, those that need healing of any kind. Because you already know what it is. You know what we go through. You know what we walk through. You know what's happening in our bodies even now, Father God. So I speak healing now in the name of Jesus, that they may be healed and whole, God, by your power in Jesus' name. God, we thank you, God. Hallelujah. We thank you for keeping us and keeping our minds. I thank you that we have the mind of Christ. We hold your feelings and purposes, God, in our own heart. Regardless, God, of what's going on, help us not to be overtaken with the world, with the troubles of the world, God. We cast every care and concern upon you because you care for us. We're just going to stand praying, God, believing that whatever we ask in the name of Jesus, it shall be done. So, Father, we are praying now that the eyes of the world will be open, God, that they will be open to truth. Because you said in the last days that men would call right wrong and wrong right. And we know, Father God, that anything now that a man can think, he will do it. So, Father God, we are asking you now, God, that the mind of the people be changed, Father God.
We are praying for revival again in this land. We are praying, Father God, that the body of Christ will come together once again. Have revivals, Father God, preaching and teaching the truth so that men and women can be saved and set free, Father God, in Jesus' name. And God, we do come against that ugly demon and demonic forces, God, that have sneaked in or been released, God, to make people think that they are somebody other than they are. But the world have said, just be whoever you want to be. You can do whatever you want to do. Whatever gender you want to be, you can do that too. We come against the lies of the devil now in the name of Jesus. We bind up every foul and unclean demon, every foul spirit. Now, God, that war against that spirit of righteousness now in Jesus' name. We bind it up, God. You said whatever we bind up in the earth is bound in heaven, and whatever we loose in the earth is loosed in heaven. So we bind up those foul spirits now in Jesus' name. We say that they will not get an advantage over the people, dear God. We pull down that lying spirit, the spirit of deception now, in the precious name of Jesus. And God, we say in Jesus' name that we release the spirit of righteousness and holiness and the spirit of truth, dear God, in the name of Jesus, so that we will not be bound, God, by all of this stuff that's in the air right now, in Jesus' name. God, we are praying even for individuals who have became prey, Father God, of those foul spirits who are now in bondage, God. That bondage is in the mind of the people. And we ask now, Father God, that that mind that be in Christ Jesus now also be in them, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you for your mercy, God, and we thank you for your grace. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord according to Psalms 23, Father God. So help us, Father God, to know that you are our helper. You, God, hallelujah, are the only one that can bring us out of this stuff. We thank you, God, that even in the midst, even when the enemy is setting a table before us, God, hallelujah, in your presence, you will have us watching on and the devil won't be able to touch us, dear God, in Jesus' name. So, Father God, we do thank you for mercy and grace. We thank you for loving us, God. We thank you, Father God, from where all blessings flow, because all blessings, God, come from you. You are still God, even in the midst of what's going on. So we ask in the name of Jesus that you continue, God, to raise people up everywhere, God, that will preach and teach the word of God. We are praying, Father God, for those that have been blinded, oh, God, by Satan, even in all of the things that's going on, as my sister was talking about, the murders and the shooting and the killings and the sexual impurity and all of this stuff that's going on. But, God, we know that even in the midst of this, that you're able to change it and turn things around. So, God, I pray now even for the United States of America. I pray, Father God, that we would come back to our first love. I am praying, Father God, that you will be in the White House and the Senate and the House of Representatives and all of those people in high places, Father God. I am praying for revival just in that place, Father, for that atmosphere will be changed by the word of God. So we are praying now, God, that you will raise up people everywhere, Father God, who will not be ashamed of the gospel and who will not be ashamed to speak truth, God, and not worry about the backlash that coming against them, Father, in Jesus' name. We ask that you have your way, have your way. And God, we call forth the angels that you've given charge over us, that they will protect us, Father God, like never before in times like these, dear God. We thank you now for every word that have went forth tonight. We thank you for the prayer warriors. We thank you, Father God, for even those that's listening. God, that we are about to see a change like never before. And help us not to get caught up in the hype of what everybody else is doing and what everybody else is saying. God, help us to stand on your word without compromise. Help us to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the things of God. Help us, Father God, to pray without ceasing, Father, in Jesus' name, and to seek your face. Because it's only one way, God, and you are the way, the truth, and the life, dear God. So help us to get hooked up to you, Father God. Help us not to waver, Father, in the name of Jesus, because we need a Savior like never before. We need you, God. You said if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, and seek my face, then would I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sins. Father, we need you. We need you like never before. And we're asking, God, that even you start with the little babies, God, because the devil's catching them earlier and earlier, God. So I am praying in the name of Jesus that the parents would take authority over their household, that they would take their leadership back in the home, Father God, that they not worry about what the government say and what the government do, and that you can't bring any discipline to your house. God, I'm praying that the men and women would get back in their rightful place and call truth and call a lie what it is. It's a lie. And raise those children, because you said if they bring them up the way they should go when they're old, God, they will not depart. So, Father God, we're praying for the children. We're praying for their protection. We're praying, God, for those even now that has to attend with parents that would rape them, parents that would abuse them and beat them, Father God. We are praying for those children, and we are praying for those, God, that's doing things behind closed doors that they shouldn't do, that the covers will come off and they will be exposed, God, for what they are doing in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon us, God. Have mercy upon us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, for healing this land. We're thanking you, Father God, for blessing countries all around the world, Father God, that men and women will come in the knowledge of who you are. Thank you, God, that you are a protector for those missionaries, God, that go out to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ and him being crucified. Help us, Father God, to always look to the hill from which cometh our help, and know that our help cometh from you. God, we thank you for the power and authority that you have given to your body, because you told us we could speak to a mountain, and that mountain would have to move from one place to another at your word, Father God. So help us to walk in that now, in Jesus' name. So, Father God, we thank you tonight for hearing us. We thank you for being in our midst. We thank you, Father God, for never leaving nor forsaking us. And we believe that whatever we ask in your name, it shall come to pass. So, Father God, we just thank you for all you do. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for your son, Jesus, that died for us, that we might have abundant life. God, that we might have a great life, that we might walk by faith and not by sight. So, God, it's not in our own strength, but it's in the strength of the greater one that lives in us that we can do all things through you. So, Father God, we give you praise, honor, glory, and thanks. Blessed be the name of the Lord God, for you are good, and your mercies endureth forever. throughout all generations. Thank you. Amen and amen. Walk in the light, beautiful light. Come where God's mercy is falling tonight. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. God, we just God, we thank you for your peace that's around us right now, that's upon us right now, God. Your peace lives in us, God. You left us with your peace. We thank you, Lord, that even though things are happening all around the world, you told us not to be afraid. For you have overcome the world, and those who are in you don't have to be afraid. You haven't given us a spirit of fear, but you've given us a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. God, we can rest in peace today. We can walk in peace today, each and every day, God. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. One of the pieces of fruit is peace. Hallelujah, God. The world don't have it. Only you have it. Outside of you, there is no peace. Your peace beyond understanding, all understanding. We thank you, God. We choose to walk in this peace. Hallelujah, that you freely gave us. We inherited it. We adopted it. It's ours in Jesus' name. Though 1,000 may fall at our side, 10,000 at our right side, but none of these plagues shall come near our dwelling place. Only we would behold and see with our eyes the reward of the wicked. We're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. In him. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. We lift up our matriarchs and our patriarchs right now, God. Strengthen them with might in the inner man, God. Lord, that they don't faint heart, God. But Lord, their heart be renewed, the strength be renewed, the youth be renewed like the eagles day by day. Ah, that they continue to share their testimony, how good you are, how they're alive, how they're strengthened in their body, in their soul, and most definitely their spirit, God. Hallelujah, that we all can sing praises unto thy name. I will enter into his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter into his courts with praise. Hallelujah, God. That someone will say, oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Oh, God, that we can stand on our post no matter what. We can stay on it, even when we're resting, even when we're relaxing and so much at peace, God, because the enemy walketh about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. The thief cometh not but for to steal, kill, and destroy, but you came that we might have life, and that more abundantly. For this purpose, the Son of Man was manifested, that he might destroy all the powers of the destroyer. And we thank you, because the enemy has nothing in you.
and we are the branch, and you're the true vine. We are in you, and your word abide in us, and we thank you, God. We shall continually look to the hills from whence cometh our help. Our help only comes from you. You're the King of kings, and you're the Lord of lords. We recognize it. We're thankful. We're grateful. We appreciate you. We reverence you. And we're standing up in the name of the Lord. We bless your name. Bless Israel, God. Lord, all the enemies are on every side, but they can't touch Israel because your right hand is there, God. Hallelujah, God. Though the enemy may come in one way, you smite the enemy and they flee seven ways. No one can touch your own. You said in Psalms 105, verse 15, saying, touch not mine anointed and do my prophet no harm. Touch and agree with all the prayers that was prayed already and the ones that are about to be prayed, God. We stand together in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Making intercession, bringing forth our petition. We know you always hear our prayer. And since you hear our prayer, we know that you answer everything we request, because it's not out of selfishness, but we're praying your word, we're praying your will back to you. Oh, we lift up our president and vice president, our executive, hallelujah, Lord, that they have the mind of Christ, God, that they surrender unto you and accept you as Lord and Savior. The policies are ungodly. They're entertaining and communing to have unholy alliances with our enemies, God. And Lord, we serve you. This is a godly nation. And so we rebuke the hands of the enemy right now and the way that U.S. is going right now. We speak, we speak a turnaround right now in the name of Jesus, a U-turn. Into the hands, back into the hands of the Lord. Policies change. The Holy Spirit lead us and guide us. The angels of the Lord straighten up those things that was messed up, that was crooked. In the name of Jesus, nevertheless, thy will be done and not ours, Father God. We know these are the signs of the time, the last days. Many things must happen, but we do not have to be afraid. You've overcome the world, and all those are, that are in you, Father God, in Christ Jesus, have overcome it too. We thank you for your help, your saving grace. Hallelujah. We thank you for the U.S., all of the U.S. Hallelujah, how you protect U.S. Because we love you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we committed U.S. to abide by your laws and your statutes, God. In the name of Jesus, there will be no other gods except you. And that's why we stand. Hallelujah, God. And we appreciate you. Everything is all right. All is well. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Father God, in that precious and holy name of Jesus, name above every name, thank you so much. Thank you, Father God, for your presence. Thank you, Lord God, that you love us so much, that you want the very best for us, and you get the very best for us in Christ Jesus' name. Thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ that sit at the right hand of you even now, making intercession. Thank you, Jesus, for doing that. Thank you that you made the greatest sacrifice. You have given your life so that we can live. Hallelujah. And I appreciate you for that. Father God, I need your Holy Spirit to help me. Glory be to God. Help us. Or Lord God, let your Holy Spirit give us understanding and wisdom and knowledge, Lord God, how we ought to pray in this dispensation of time. In Jesus' name, I thank you for the power of the prayers that have already gone forward. And yes, according to Matthew 18 and 19, I touch and agree. Verse 19 says, again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, you said in your word, Father God, that it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. So I touch and agree with the mighty prayers that have already gone forward, especially those that lifted up special names, Lord God. Sister Alexander mentioned her son and Miss Dolores and Mary and, Lord God, so many, Lord God. I pray and I thank you, Lord God, touch and agree with the prayers of Pastor BJ and Prophetess Bird, Lord God. Thank you so much. And Sister McCormick and Brother Black in Christ Jesus, Lord God, I thank you. I thank you, Lord God, that whatever you say in your word, you're not an Indian giver, so when you say something, it is so. Glory be to God, and we can rest in that. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I thank you. I heard Brother Black preach the precious promises. Glory be to God. Your promises, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I thank you so much for the power of your word. Father, in Christ Jesus' name, I just praise you this evening. I worship you. I thank you for the song Prophet Bird, a song last night, Here I Am to Worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you are my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And there's some more to that song, but I bow to you because you are worthy. You are our Father, the El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one, Jehovah Jireh, our provider, Jehovah Rapha, our healer, Jehovah Shamri, our protector. And I pray for protection, Lord God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Rabbi Sheke, hey, God. I thank you, Lord God, that you're able to save us and you're able to preserve us and to keep us, Father God, even in this hour. Thank you, Lord God, for all that you've already done. How you kept us through a pandemic. How you, Lord God, save our lives from all hurt, harm, or danger. Glory be to God. God, our trust. Yes, we will trust in you. I heard after the message last night, I heard Jennifer, what was her name, Hudson. She was saying this was the eve of her mom's and her sister's death, I believe. And she said she heard in her spirit to get up and keep going, because I'm pretty sure she could have just said, and it reminded me of Prophetess Bird's message, praise God. And I thank you, Father God, you don't want us, that the enemy throw different things in our path to try to distract us, to try to cause us to have stumbles. God, you want us to get up and to keep going in Christ. Glory be to God, and we will keep going because Jesus has gotten us the victory. Yes, he said, praise God, in John 16:33, in the world you're going to have tribulation. That's trouble. You will have some things that come against you, and I believe they come against us for the fact of distracting us and getting us off focus. But I thank you, Lord God, for the power of your Holy Ghost, your Holy Spirit that lives on the inside of us, that help us. And thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. You bring things to us in dreams. So I'm going to pray special prayer tonight, Father, because I know that you hear us, and you said, hallelujah, if we abide in you and your word abide in us, we can ask what we will, and it shall be done. And I have faith. I know that these born-again believers on this line that's praying, I know they have faith, Father God. And I thank you for the measure of faith that you give every person. But I thank you for the gift of faith. That's something that you give us through the power of your Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord God, that I don't question, I don't wonder, I don't hope. I know, hallelujah, if it's according to your will, which is your word for our lives, so be it, glory be to God. And as Mary said, be it unto me according unto your word. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father God. So, Father God, in Christ Jesus' name, I thank you for what you've already done. I thank you for blessing us, so many coming down the dangerous highways, Lord God, or over the airways, on trainways, Lord God, during this holiday season. I pray that you will continue to protect us and dispatch your warring angels to go before us to keep us safe, Father God. Special prayers, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for our elderly and for the paraplegics tonight, in Christ Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus, special prayers for those who have mental disorders, mental issues brought on by sometimes some of our choices, but other times it's just the enemy has brought about the demon of deception to confuse people in their mind and make them believe one thing or the other when it's not so. That's why it's critical, God, to come to Jesus. That's why it's critical to know God for yourself, to study the word of God and see what the Father says about that. So when the enemy tries to bring a thought to you that's not of God, that you say, get out. We command every thought not of God to be brought down to the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. John 16, 23 and 24. Glory be to God. Whatever we ask you, Father, in Jesus' name, you'll give it to us. Why? So our joy will be full. Glory be to God. So I pray special prayer for those with mental issues, Lord God. I pray for those that have not saw fit that know that they need to make a mind up to come to Jesus, to surrender in this hour in Jesus' name. I pray for those that are suffering, Lord God, from the demon of addiction and these strongholds, Lord God, as alcohol and drugs and immorality, Lord God, all kind of sex sins. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray for these people because they are suffering, and some of them don't even know that they are suffering, but they are. Lord God, if they wanted to say, well, some of them say, well, I don't have to keep smoking dope. Well, why you ain't stop? Hello, somebody. And if it's causing you to go out there and smoke and drink and get behind the wheel and put your life and somebody else's life in danger, Jesus, deliver. I pray for a great deliverance, Lord God. Have mercy, Lord God, not judging but praying, God, that these people, Lord God, that have been hoodwinked by the devil of deception are loosed and set free. I bind up the demon of addiction and these strongholds in Christ Jesus' name. As I pray the prayer, Lord, let the sword of the Spirit, your anointed word, your powerful, hallelujah, word that's quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, be released upon those who are struggling and suffering with addictions and strongholds and immorality. I pray that the sword of the Spirit go forth and loose, Lord God, every yoke of addiction and strongholds, or whatever it is that's getting in the way of their surrendering to you in Jesus' name. I pray, Lord God, that the Holy Ghost would get a hold of people and let them know, you know what, you can get help for that. But I pray that they are willing to receive the help, Lord God. If people need help, if you're suffering from something, get the help you need. I pray that they realize that God is the answer. Jesus is still the answer for the world today. That's priority. Glory be to God. Because, yes, sometimes the doctor can prescribe something, And thank you, Lord God, for what they can do. But the ultimate healer is God. Glory be to God. You're going to need him in the name of Jesus. I pray, oh, Lord God, hallelujah, that people understand it's time. Lord God, we want your presence in us and with us. Everywhere we go, we need your wisdom, so Lord God, your knowledge, so we'll know how to answer each person, Lord God. Give them a reason to hope. We lift up, Lord God, I heard it already before, families and friends and our leaders, Lord God, those in positions of authority, in the name of Jesus, we pray for, Lord God, our schools and, Lord God, our teachers, our students, Lord God, in Christ Jesus' name, the parents, oh God, we lift up parents today. What a challenge. What a challenge. And I pray for the mental illness of our children, Jesus. I pray, Lord God, that you would break and destroy the yoke of every mental issue that's trying to fight against our babies, our children, in Christ Jesus' name. Lord God, we pray, oh Lord God, that you break this. And I heard a great turnaround. We ask you for a great turnaround in the life of people, and they see that it's time to turn and begin to treat people good and kind. And Lord God, especially in families, still families fighting against and going at each other, and somebody, they're saying that they're Christians, but they ain't realized that the enemies came up on the scene and they need to put him off their property in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Glory be to God. We pray for our military, our government officials. Lord Jesus, have mercy. Lord Jesus, have mercy. We pray, Father God, that you loose every chain that have people tangled up with things, Lord God, that's keeping them down and in the loading bar, so to speak, in the name of Jesus. We pray that you loose them, set them free. Jesus, that's why you came, to loose them, Lord God, that been held captive and bound. In the name of Jesus, heal the brokenhearted. I pray for those, Lord God, who that have been lied to and believe that they have to be oppressed, depressed. We pray a great deliverance of those people, Lord God. Some people, Lord God, we bind up and we break. Lord God, I cancel right now in the name of Jesus. The spirit of error is trying to get people to believe you may as well just take that dope and just die. No sense of you staying here. There ain't no reason for you. The devil is a liar. I cancel, render null and void every trap, plot, scheme, scam that the enemy is warring against our people in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that you will agree with me and cancel, render null and void every spirit of darkness, every demon, Lord God, of addiction and stronghold. Loose those people in Christ Jesus' name. God, we thank you for the authority to say something, and we cancel whatever the enemy meant for our families, our children, the blood of Jesus against him, and we say it shall come to naught. Whatever he's planning, it shall come to naught, and Jesus, agree with me in Christ Jesus' name. I pray, Father God, that you be our battle axe against that devil of people's souls in Christ Jesus' name. I pray, Lord God, for a great healing. I pray for a great deliverance, a great salvation in this hour in Jesus' name. I pray for those that are suffering with respiratory illnesses, still dealing with COVID in Christ Jesus' name. I pray for a great healing and recovery of these, Father God, who've been diagnosed with this in Jesus' name. I pray the blood of Jesus against the enemy of affliction in Christ Jesus' name. I pray, Lord God, for your grace and mercy. Father, I love you. I thank you that you love us. You're concerned about every situation. Praise you, Lord God. Thank you for your presence. Lord God, touch that heart. Open up any clogged arteries in Christ Jesus' name. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord God, for healing the vertigo. Yes, healing the vertigo. The blood of Jesus against that affliction in Christ Jesus' name. Because with your stripes, Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5, 1 Peter 2, 24, Psalms 107, verse 20, glory be to God. Exodus 23 and verse 25, God help us all in the name of Jesus. Lord, now I pray for my brother and my sisters. I lift up Pastor BJ and her family. God, meet her need. Thank you, Lord God, for your servants, Lord God. Bless those, Lord God, who may not say anything. They stand in the need of help. And we thank you that you are our help, our hope, our healer. Lord God, you're our all in all. I thank you, Lord God, for the prayers of the righteous tonight, for they availeth much. Bless your people. Keep us all in Jesus' name. I pray the prayer of faith, and I thank you, Father. I love you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Blessed be the name of the Lord for on high. He is definitely worthy of the praise, the glory, and the honor. And bless the Lord for all the powerful prayers that went forth tonight and that word last night and what God is even doing this hour. We thank God for even touching our bodies right now. In Jesus' name, the prayers that are went forth for anybody that's been on the line, whoever been praying that, and we just believe in God that while we're doing the will of the Lord, that God is blessing and moving on our behalf. And he has not forgotten you all. The labor of love that he's moving and proving on your behalf too, as you're standing in the gap for many. Any of those that have any prayer requests, we're going to take those now. Common leader had called earlier, just before prayer started, and got a text concerning her job, saying that she got to get more in depth what this would mean about. They're not going to cover her, or either give her a release for the 2 weeks of her surgery. The surgery is paid for, and is on the 15th, and she starts the liquid diet on Thursday. So the request is to pray so that way whatever it is that the enemy is trying to pull for to interrupt what God is already doing. So we plead the blood of Jesus against that, and God give favor, and that it won't become an issue about her job trying to do this, getting this surgery done. And God give favor, just like what I told her, that word that came forth last night from the prophet about standing when these challenges come and things happening, and we got to be able to hold on to God's word and trust him, and like speaking to this mountain, that whatever God has already said and approving all the prayers that went forth, to stand on that, and like you said, you don't want a joy and a peace being interrupted, but that's when we got to stand in the name of Jesus against whatever this trick is. We definitely want that prayer for her and continues about for us the surgery, and a prayer for, well, I'm going to wait for the young lady to ask herself, but I was getting ready to make the request for her, but no, we got to, as I told the other sister earlier, got to speak up as well. We're going to keep the prayers going for Mother Alexander's son, whatever that situation is, and for Dolores and Mary. Anybody else that have prayer requests, we want to take those prayer requests now.
Praise the Lord, Sister Hubbard.
Okay.
I have a prayer request for my grandson. He got a heart murmur. What you call it? Yeah.
Murmur.
And he got to go to the doctor, the heart doctor. And he have lost 15 pounds in a week.
Well,
he's eating, but he's losing weight. He's still losing weight. But and then he got some kind of skin condition that have come up on his arm. He's light complexion, but it's a real dark place come up on his arm. So tomorrow he's supposed to go to a skin doctor too, and then he's scheduled to go to the heart doctor on sometime. I forgot when that's supposed to be. But his name is Davion.
Is that the baby boy or the oldest one?
The baby boy. The one
okay.
That's in school. College.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We're definitely going to have that prayed tonight, too. Anyone else before we start the prayer requests? Before we start praying for the requests. Anyone else with a prayer request?
Well, I'm sorry, Minister BJ. I have a tooth implant surgery on Wednesday morning, so thank and praise God. No complications and everything will come be done well in Jesus' name. Amen.
And you say two of them?
No, one, a tooth implant.
Okay, I thought you said two of them. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's Tuesday?
That's Wednesday.
Wednesday, not Friday. Okay, where I get Tuesday from, I don't know. Praise God. So if that's the request, then we won't go ahead and have these requests covered. Praise the Lord. Has Pastor Bird gone off the line? Okay, maybe she's already gone to eat. Praise God. Mother, we'll let you take the prayer request for Davon concerning his condition with that arm, but also that heart murmur and whatever it is with his 15 pounds, whatever the enemy is plotting, planning, whatever, is the weapons may be formed, but they're not going to prosper whatever he's doing, but we're speaking for his divine healing. Would you take that, Mother Alexander?
Yes.
Mother Alexander, will you take the prayer request for Carmelita about this job situation and for her surgery, that it does not affect her job, whatever this enemy is trying to do with that. Mother McCormick, will you take the one for Mother Alexander's son? Just pray for him, and you go ahead and cover it. God continue to bless healing for Dolores and Mary, and I'll take Mother Willette. Brother Black, you take the request for Sister Laura. Says she didn't say anything. I don't know if she's on the phone, but I know her mother is. For her concerning, I don't know if it's a virus or what, but earlier prayer for, she had some extremely pain in her head, so it might be something with this virus too. And as we continue to pray for, praise the Lord, my dear.
I had to go to the restroom.
Okay, go ahead. What your request is?
Just keep me in prayer. I've been having headaches.
It's not from a virus, or either it's what you call those migraines, or it's from something else.
I think it's upper respiratory infection. That's what I think it is.
Oh, you may have it too, that virus.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, brother. Minister Black, you take that one for Laura. We'll start off with Mother Alexander. I mean, Mother Willette.
Mother?
Yes. Yes.
I just got an emergency phone call. My nephew, Javon, he can't have breathe. He's having a tight. It's that upper respiratory stuff going on. I don't know what it is, but God do. Y'all keep him up in prayer. He's a young boy.
And what his name is, Sue?
Javon.
Oh, this is another Javon. The other one is Devon. Okay. How old is this baby?
Lauren, how old is Javon? Do you know?
He just turned 18.
Okay. Young man, too. Okay, then. All right, then. I guess Mother McCormick can check that one. Praise God. All right, ladies, y'all get ready to go ahead and pray. And I said
Amen.
I'll take is someone else?
Amen. You ready?
Yes, go ahead.
Amen. Heavenly Father, we just bow our heads to you and give you thanks, Lord God, that you are Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you taught us that men ought to always pray. So we're bringing our concerns to you, Lord God, with thanksgiving. And we thank you this evening for what you're doing, Lord God, in the mighty and holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah. I lift up Sister McCormick's grandson to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, you made his heart, and even though he may have a heart murmur, you're the one who's able to sustain him, preserve him, and to keep him in Christ Jesus' name. You know what's causing his weight loss, Lord God, and you know why this darkness is coming up on his skin. Lord God, we place, I think she said Xavier, Lord God, this baby boy in your care right now in the name of Jesus. We pray no weapon formed against him shall prosper. We pray, Father God, the sword of the Spirit go and fight against every attack against this child's body at the name of Jesus. And we pray, Father God, Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5, 1 Peter 2:24, glory be to God. We pray that you touch and heal his body. And God, as he goes to the doctor, we pray, Lord God, that they will pay close attention to what they're looking at. And if there's something that they need to do, we pray that you expose it and help them to make a proper diagnosis in Christ Jesus' name. But we know ultimately that all healing comes from you. And we thank you, Lord God, that you will help this young man and restore him to good health. So we pray that you touch the heart, heal the heart, Lord God, of the heart murmur. And if you don't heal the heart murmur, Lord God, we know that you can preserve him. Some people are born with holes in their hearts, and you yet keep them in Christ Jesus' name. But something's causing this. His body is saying something's going on that's not right. So we pray, God, that as he goes to the doctor, they'll be able to determine. You help them because they need your help. But, God, we pray that you keep him and fight against the devil of affliction, against his body in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're going to do for him. We ask this prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for Xavier. And we pray, Lord God, that you will restore him to good health in Christ Jesus' name. No weapon formed against him prosper. God, John 16, 23 and 24, you said whatever we ask you, in Jesus' name, you will give it to us so our hearts will be full, so our hearts will be full of joy. So we thank you right now. In Jesus' name, we pray the prayer of faith, and we say by faith, it's already done. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah, Lord. Lord God, I bring Carmelita before you, Lord. Lord, you know all about it. But, Father God, right now, Lord God, you see how our heart, you see our heart, you see every way she feels. We don't know how she feels. We don't know what's going on. But we know you know, Heavenly Father. And so, Lord, we bring it before you, and we're asking you, Lord, to give our favor in that job department. Lord God, you do it. So she don't have to worry about it. She don't have to rethink it and get upset about it. You take care of that, Heavenly Father. Give her favor over anyone there. Give her favor, Lord God. Because, Lord, your promises tell us that ask and believe when we ask, you receive. So, Lord, we believe in that she's going to get favor in that job department. Whatever going on in there, Lord God, you give her favor, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we ask this, Lord God. And Lord, with the surgery, Father God, you be our surgeon. Be our doctor through that situation, Lord God. Because, Lord, you see how long this situation was going on. You know our feeling. You know how she feels, Lord. We don't. But we know you know, Lord God. And, Lord, we standing on your promises because your word tells us, ask. And believe when we ask, you receive. Lord, we believe in that. It's going to be all right, Lord, because we put it in your hands. Your hands, Heavenly Father. And we know that with you all things is possible and nothing is too hard for you to do. So, Lord, here we bring Carmelita, Lord, and she's in your hands, Lord. Father God, we touch in an agreement that all will be well because we believe in your word, Lord God, and you never let us down. So in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Sister Hubbard, Mother Alexander, what's your son, your grandson?
You see, no, that's my son. You see what happened today? I just had a feeling that he's not feeling well.
Okay.
And anytime my sons, anytime I feel something like that, anytime I have that feeling with my sons, something's wrong, but, you know, my sons, I'm always believe that they don't want to worry me. So
okay.
Whatever going on. So I try to call him, but I didn't get him before I come on the line. So that's why I pray, because the enemy, I do not give him authority over my son. God says,
amen.
Take care of the fatherless. You see what I mean?
Okay.
So that's why I pray
okay.
for him. And the two sisters that called me today, so that's why I pray.
Okay,
okay,
I just wanted to make sure I was praying what I was praying about.
Yeah, it's just
right,
that I want to make sure. You're right, Sister McCartney. That's
okay.
Right, because keep praying, man.
All right. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask you to look down on Mother Evans and her son. Lord God, we know, God, that that is her son, and she loves him, God, and whatever the condition is, God, that she hadn't heard from him, God, we know that you know all about it, Lord God, and we know that you're able, Lord God, to just bring it forth, God, that, that he would come around and he would call her and let her know what's going on or whatever it might be, if there's something going on. If they're not, then, God, either way, God, let her get a phone call to hear what's going on in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you, Lord God, even though, God, we don't know, but we ask you to strengthen his body right
Amen.
Now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We ask you, Lord God, to keep him, Lord God, and put a hedge around him, whatever it might be, whatever is trying to come forward, there's something trying to hinder, we bind it up right now, and we plead the blood of Jesus on it in the name of Jesus. If there's any kind of sickness trying to hinder up or trying to contact on him in a way, we
Amen.
Bind that spirit up, and we send it back to the pit where it comes from, in the name of Jesus. So, God, we just claim total, complete healing and deliver in his life right now, God. We ask you, Lord God, to keep him as he go forward or whatever's going on, that he will be able to stand and be able to be what you want him to be, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing and what you're going to do. Now, God, we ask you, Lord God, to let Mother hear from him. Let her hear from her son. Let her hear that he's everything is all right. He is fine, and there's nothing going on in the name of Jesus. So, God, we ask you to keep him as he goes through whatever he's going through. Keep his body. Keep his mind. Help him to go forward in Jesus' name. Amen. And, God, we ask you, you tell me to pray for someone else, Sister Hubbard.
Someone else to bless and strengthen and heal Sister Dolores and Sister Mary. Her two friends.
And, God, we ask you to look down on Dolores and touch her body too, Lord, and give her strength, and Mary too, Father, in the name of Jesus. You know their condition. You know what's going on in their lives. We know there's nothing too hard that you can't do, Lord God. And we know, God, by your stripes, that they're already healed. They're already sought free. They're already delivered from every condition. You said in your word, God, let the Redeemer say so. And so, God, we speak and we declare total, complete healing and deliver in their lives right now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Believing for the miracle.
God,
yes, ma'am.
Amen. Father God, we just thank you. We lift up our sister Laura, even Javon, the 18-year-old. We speak right now, you devil, you low-down, dirty devil. We command you to uproot yourself. We bind you and we uproot you and we cast you into the bottom of the sea right now. From the root, that there be no fumes left, that there be no residue left from any type of sickness or weakness, no diseases, no infirmities in the name of Jesus. And we speak life to that, that dead thing that was planted. We speak life of the word of God. By Jesus' wounds, they're both healed in the name of Jesus and all their household. It does not go any farther from that. And even as they keep their mind stayed on you, those headaches are going to begin to vanish. Oh, there's no stronghold there. You got to go. We resist you, so we lean to the Lord, resist you, and you have to flee. We laugh at you for the things that you try to do. You know you can't put that on us, and it stays. Ha, ha, ha. You have been doomed over 2,000 years ago, and we have a record, the word of God, to prove it. So we step in our authority, bind you up and cast you out of our lives, from off our bodies. No more symptoms in the name of Jesus. Now we loose the healing virtue from the to rest and go in from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. Respiratory issues, dissipate in the name of Jesus. God, we give you glory. Thank you for your healing that took the place of death. In Jesus' name, amen.
And Father, we do thank you for the prayers that have gone forth. We thank you for Mother Willette, God. We thank you, Lord God, for your servant, that you bless her as she go forth to have this procedure done with this tooth implant, that there will be no complications, no problems, no side effects, and God, that the doctor will be guided in the proper way of those working those instruments in the name of Jesus. We pray, glory to God, that no weapon formed, no matter what the weapons that are formed, it would not prosper against her or any of the ones that have been already prayed for, any of our lives. We pray, glory to God, that you bless. There won't be no excess bleeding. There won't be no, glory to God, slip, glory to God, of the machine or anything, glory to God, or whatever instrument. We pray, glory to God, that you'll be blessed. She'll be blessed even under that anesthesia medicine, medication that they put, glory to God, for her. In Jesus' name, that all be well, that it'll be no problems, where it won't be an implant and all of a sudden dropping out like it's some in some people's mouth later, and you have to go back and pay again. The devil is a lie. Everything will be done properly and good and secure from the first, glory to God, appointment, and thanking God, glory to God, that it'll be blessed and she'll be blessed. In Jesus' name, we do pray and thank you, glory to God, for all that you've done and doing, and for all those that we have prayed for, and for those that have prayed and even may have some situations that someone already prayed through the night as well, that even with our bodies, as we're standing in the gap, that God is blessing and touching and healing in the name of Jesus. So, God, we just thank you so much. I bless you for your people, and I thank you, Lord God, for these warriors and those intercessors and those things that you have blessed in their lives and in their families. And, God, thank you for continuing to keeping us every day throughout all this chaos that goes on in life. God, we celebrate you and thank you for your glory to God, your love and your mercy and your grace, and continue to lead and guide us. And you said those that are led by the Spirit are the sons of God. Thank you for glory, being able to, thank you for being able to bless us with the mindset to want to live saved and want to live holy, and teaching us more and more there's no room for compromise if we're going to live a holy and righteous life for you. And we thank you for giving us courage to go through, as well as blessing us with that Holy Spirit that will teach, lead, and guide and comfort as we step back and crucify this flesh and let the Spirit of the Lord guide us and lead us throughout this terrain on this journey. We bless you, glory to God, for the love that you give us and the joy that you give us, that we can have the joy of the Lord being our strength no matter what circumstances or situations occur. We bless you. Take any blinders off, glory to God, any veil or anything that may be in the way and that may be in our lives that we are not acknowledging, that we'll be to that place that we'll say, nevertheless, thy will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you for the blessings. Thank you for the financial blessings that's on its way too as well, with some debt cancellations. But most of all, thank you for the richness of a hunger and a thirst for your word and rightly dividing and looking forward to greater manifestation of the blessings of how you use us for your glory in the midst of everything going on, that we can acknowledge you and always lift your name in the midst of our Christ, and we'll make you the Lord, not the Christ of the crisis only. And God, I just bless you so much for being so good to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Bless the Lord again for the word last night from the prophet. Glory to God, and the testimony with it, and those that may be joining us on the line that haven't, glory to God, didn't get to hear last night, only heard a portion, go to www.blogtalkradio.com/divineconnection. And you will be able to go back and listen to last night's service and also any episodes prior to it in the name of Jesus. Thank God next week we will be listening to on first Sunday. God blessing right on into December, getting ready, going out through the year. God is something else. Time is passing fast. Whatever we do for Jesus, we want to make sure that it lasts, and we do it. Mother Evangelist McCormick, Magdalene McCormick, will be our speaker for next Sunday. And then the second Sunday, Pastor Sims not on tonight, but anyway, she'll be speaking on the second Sunday. And then I didn't do it, but anyway, we'll let you know whether it's the third Sunday or fourth Sunday that myself and Sister Noel will be speaking at that time. Bless the Lord. If she's unavailable, we're going to do tag team, and that will conclude everybody, I believe. I don't think we had Brenda yet, but she's been out for quite some while, so I have to check with her. But anyway, we'll find out how that works out for to conclude all the prayer warriors that God has blessed for us to have our meetings for this year and listen to the voice of God, what he's saying for the upcoming events as we go on and believe God as we embark upon the new year. So at this time, if the Lord say the same, if there's no other questions or remarks, then we're going to say shalom again with blessings, and God continue to encourage your hearts and continue to keep one another lifted up before the Lord and keep those prayer requests that came up tonight, especially for these young people with such an attack as being so much on them. And as we continue to pray for these young people and any elderly too, but mainly they are seeing a lot of attacks with respiratory, and a lot of the hospitals are, you know, been increased with those conditions. And some here, there's one particular here that says that they're putting out a mobile unit so that so they can accommodate some of the cases with the respiratory with some of our young people. But around the country, it's been increasing. And they're saying even more now concerned with the respiratory is than they are anything going on with COVID. So we're standing on God's word for him to intervene and bless and deliver and cover us all in the midst. We're in the world, but not of the world. But that don't stop the enemy from trying to attack. He tremble at the name of Jesus, but that don't stop him from doing anything. If he attacked our Lord, how much more for he'll attack us. But thank God for the greater one on the inside and for us praying one for another in the name of Jesus. So we're just thanking the Lord for divine healing and touch and protection and shield. So we'll keep those others as we're walking through these things that God will bless and heal and deliver to, and even those that are among us. Well, our blessings upon you, increase encouragement and strength and joy and peace and blessings as well, and a hunger for God's word and obeying it. So we love you. The Lord say the same. You be blessed and enjoy your week as we continue to lift up Jesus. Shalom, shalom, and thank God for the prayer life that you all have. Amen. We love you.
Amen and shalom.
Love you.
Love you.
Love you.
Love you.
Thank
love
you, Jesus. Love you. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Bless,
thank
hey,
you, Jesus.
Glory, glory, glory.
Thank
blessed
you,
be
Lord.
The name of the Lord.
Thank
my
you,
God reigns. My
you, God
reigns. My God reigns. Thank you, Jesus. My God reigns. My God reigns. My God reigns. Praise your name. My God reigns. My God reigns. My God reigns. Be blessed. Shalom, shalom.